Good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday. It is Sunday, April 7th, 2024. And I am again feeling the need to give my two cents on things. And I want to call this one Spring is Sprung. I think a lot of us have been going through it karmically, and I have been noticing myself and a lot of people that I talk to, people that share their stories with me, clients, friends, students, you know, family members. And I think that we are definitely coming out the other side of these karmic cleansing cycles that we've been in. I feel like we're coming out the other side. I feel things calming down around me, and after having been put on the skewer for months and months and months and maybe years, and noticing it in the people around me and doing the karmic work and the intuitive readings on myself and other people. So many of us have been going through these old, really old, like lifetimes old purging of old karma. And I have been noticing that it's ending and new things are coming. And I think that it's important for us to talk about these things. And as I talk about in my latest book, The Intangibles, these things are part of us and a part of our healing. And if we don't talk about them and heal these old wounds, then we're never going to really heal. So I'm a wellness coach. I talk to people about people who have thyroid issues, stomach issues, all kinds of health problems that they want help with, and dietary issues, and wanting to lose weight, wanting to get off their high blood pressure medications. And always, just about every time, we can't get through the physical health issues without getting to the mental, emotional issues beneath them, which often tie into family relationships. And those, when we dig into those more, I get into Reiki, and things, intuitive hits I get during sessions are usually now pointing back to past lives and old karmic cycles that we have to heal in this life, and we are being called to do so. And I have been doing my own journey on that and helping others in their own journeys as well. And so they come to me for various things, and we end up digging down into the other issues that are oftentimes leading into past lives and old cycles that have been repeating because they needed to, and because we haven't learned, and because now is the time for us to learn, and now is the time for us to heal, and now is the time for us to move forward in this life with our newfound karmic health. And it feels good, but it has been a long, hard, windy, foggy, stormy, mucky, unpleasant winter that has, for most people I know, if not everyone, had to do with lifetimes of angst and anguish and pain and really unpleasant lessons, all leading to now, which is, I believe, coming to a new day. But getting to this new day that a lot of us, you know, talk about, from Christianity to, you know, all the woo people, I'm not the only one saying this. I'm sharing from my vantage point and those of my clients and people who share their stories with me, their healing stories with me, and who have been so gracious to allow in the intuitive world when it pops up and allowing me to share with them and help them, guide them on their journey through the spiritual things that are most often now leading into past lives and karmic lessons that I've been repeating. So from my point of view and those I talk to, it is ending and we are healing. And it's happening. It was just Easter, you know, a week ago. And I just feel like I'm supposed to narrate. I often feel called to do these podcasts externally and internally to record something. And so I did it again. I just hit play and had kind of an idea what I want to talk about. But I also want to mention I feel called to report out my take on these things because I have been going through it myself, deep, deep, deep healing, and have had people assist me with that. And I have been able to assist others with their own. And sitting on the beach yesterday with a friend, I going over these things together and talking about their plight with relationships and how they can't seem to get something to stick with the dating thing. And I just said, you know, I think that all the pain and the, you know, the health problems that this person has is all tied to these old lessons of not being able to have a healthy relationship. And I think that that's over. And so we're talking about just having a new take on life when we're both going to, and I feel I'm in the same boat. I had to learn my lessons. I had to learn to use my voice. And I did. I had a weekend with my sisters who I blame, credit, whatever, for shutting me down in my voice. And I rose up and I used my voice and it was unpleasant and it was awkward and not really fun. But this is who I am. And if I'm going to heal this little sister complex that has, for me, probably gone back lifetimes of being afraid to use my voice, I feel I was murdered for using my voice. I was some kind of senator or something and would always have a message. And I was literally killed for this message. I think I was killed in the rebellion in this country and many other times was supposed to bring a message, which I am also doing in this life. And if you read my book, you'll get that message. And this is an addendum to that message that I'm afraid to use my voice. And my sisters have shut me down my whole life because I lived in a house with, you know, four other strong females. And I believe it was part of my path to, they were playing devil's advocate in a way. And my grandfather, who had words to me when I was 10 years old and being very buoyant, and said, "Wow, you're quite the actress, aren't you?" And it was very damaging to me to the point where I don't know how to use my voice. And I literally will get shaky and feel like I'm about to die. Like I am right now. I feel it in my body coming up. Like, what are you doing? Something inside me saying, what are you doing right now? What are you saying? Well, I'm saying my truth. And I'm still alive. I spoke up to my sisters who I believe were supposed to be devil's advocate to me because I was not supposed to rise up and use my voice until now in my life because it was not safe and because I had to learn and do the healing. And my message is about natural healing. And yes, I have been shut down. But I believe now from doing the work that it was because I was not supposed to speak, not supposed to bounce around and be seen. I was supposed to keep my head down and study and learn and heal myself and learn to hear others' stories of healing and help them along their journey. And in so doing, I always learn. In every client I get, whether it's paid or unpaid, they come before me and they are brought to me. We're brought together. We do the healing. And every time there's something in there for me as I get hits from their ancestors about their own healing, it's always tied into my healing of that moment. And so we're both healed together and the universe is bringing me the seeds that I need to heal as I'm allowing this other person to hear from their loved ones that they are either still living or not, that they have old wounds that they need to heal. And again, oftentimes going back into past lives. So I have not been supposed to use my voice until now. And so I don't blame the people who have, quote unquote, you know, kept me down or shunned my voice, because it was strengthening to me. And I told my sister on this trip, I said, I'm the runt of the litter who's now rising up and using their voice. And I love you guys. I'm still here. I'm using my voice. It's just something that people are going to have to get used to or not. You don't have to be around me, but this is who I am. And I am that runt who is now using their voice. And it's just new for everybody. They don't know what to do with me speaking up and having an opinion. And it's just the way it is. And I realize how many lives it goes back to. So for me, it's using my voice. For this other person I was talking to, it's healing relationships of the past and old karmic relationships. But it's a new day. And yes, this person has had issues having intimate relationships for lifetimes. But it's over now. And I really believe spring has sprung for all of us. And I think not enough people, I think most people know it spiritually, energetically. But I want to put words to it for anyone who might stumble across this, who needs to hear this. I'm one more person on the fight of bringing this stuff to light, this woo-woo stuff that's so much more mainstream now, and I'm glad for that. And my peace is my peace, and my experience is my experience, and I'm meant to share it. And maybe you're meant to hear it. So you probably also have been doing your own karmic healing, maybe without fully realizing what it's been about. But I believe it's been about lifetimes of lessons, and now it's over. And if we learn the lessons, and I have been put on a stage of approval and disapproval for months. I was put through it at work. I feel like I had nobody in my life who supported me, really. Nobody. Not a friend, not a family member, not a coworker, not anything who was able to withstand the storms that were around me. And it's very sad. It's very sad. But I stood up and I held my own and I have my voice. I've withstood all the rejection at work. They put me basically on probation for no reason, literally no reason other than I am good at my job. And I am so comfortable in my own skin that these students glom onto me, and it became a problem to the point I had security after me. I had administration after me, and I had the attendance department after me, and other teachers and staff members, all because I stood up for myself. So I had to hunker down and go through it and listen to the universe and feel my own wounds and get through it. And I have. And I am on the other side, and I am still standing, and I am still on my feet. And all the relationships at work are being mended to the point they can be because I withstood the storm. I withstood my sisters. I stared at them, who most people, when they hear the story, they say they sound like Cinderella stepsisters. I said they are. That's how they act sometimes. And I know it's karmic, and I know it helped me, and I know it served a purpose. And I stood there, and I stood my ground, and I told them my two cents, and they listened to it, and so far seem fine about it. I apologize for whatever I did not need to apologize for, but I apologized anyway. And sometimes you have to be the bigger person. They didn't apologize to me for anything they said, which were very inappropriate things, but that's okay, right? It's not about me being right. It's about me learning my lessons, and I appreciate them for helping me get through this life and knowing when to shut up and when not to. And I had to shut up most of my life and keep my head down and not blip too much. And thank you, grandfather, for that. But now it's time, and I can use my voice, and I have, and I'm okay. I use my voice, and I kind of duck, you know. I use my voice at work. I had to bring in the union to these meetings, and I did. And it came out okay, and you hear this big sigh coming from me, from deep within me right now as I say that, because it's triggering old stuff. And digging down and getting to that stuff through intuitive readings, my own Reiki sessions, people who have helped guide me, and digging deep and doing the old karmic work and the work in this life. Because I feel the wounds in this life, but unless I dig down into the past lives, I'm not going to get there. I'm going to be bumbling around to some degree, feeling something inside me, but not knowing what. knowing that I have a fear of using my voice and blaming my sisters or blaming my grandfather when it's not all about that. That was a gift in disguise. And it goes back to old lives of being the senator and bringing a message forth and being killed for it for political reasons because some people didn't want that message out. Well, I'm still here and I'm still working for the good side like I did in all those other lives. And each time I didn't get past a certain point, I'm here now and I'm past the point. And I'm still standing and I'm here telling everybody my message and that they can do their own healing and that we don't need all these pharmaceuticals. We don't need all these prisons. We don't need all this poverty. We don't. It's fixable. But we have to rise up and heal our own wounds to do it. And sometimes you just know when to hit the stop button. So I have just taken a little break from that since making that recording and had a chance to breathe and get another cup of coffee and listen to it. And I realized that was a very worthwhile exercise. And I'm glad I allowed the universe to channel through me whatever message I was supposed to put out today. And I think that it was synthesized a lot of information and a lot of things that have been going on with me and around me. And it is hard for me to synthesize all these things. And it just came out in that, I guess, 15-minute recording. So thank you for listening. Happy belated Easter. I hope you are enjoying spring. I hope you are enjoying clearing out the old. In the wintertime, we don't have a lot of crops growing in the garden. When I used to garden teach, we would plant cover seeds, pull out the weeds, and let the rain come and replenish the soil with nutrients from the cover crops. And then once spring, it always doesn't look good, right? It looks like garden beds with dirt. And then the rain comes and it's dark and it's gloomy and I love winter, but you know, this is the saying. And it is actually true, and it's felt true in my life that I've gardened. I pulled out all the old weeds and a lot of plants that I did appreciate, but they were gone and died off, and that's just how the garden was. And I said, you know what? Friends, family, people, I just said I was alone. That's how it felt. And I just said, you know, spring will come. And I will have a healthier garden. So I tended my garden. I pulled out the weeds. I planted the cover crops. I hunkered down. I took care of myself. I said, you know what? I'm okay. I'm worthwhile. I have friends. I have people. Things will come around. I'm just going to let everything settle and be by myself for a while and do the work. So I came out the other side. Things are better all around. And if people cannot handle my message and my newfound voice, which is always attempting to be respectful, then that's okay. And certain friendships may come back around and some will not. I had a lot of toxic relationships because I allowed them, but not just because of that, because they needed to happen. I needed to learn from them. Their karmic cycles are ending, mine are ending, and some of our circles will no longer intertwine, and that is okay. And I feel people's energy trying to pull away from my own bubble, and I'm keeping my bubble secure. I have my bubble, you have your bubble. You don't take from my bubble, I won't take from your bubble. And like one of my students said, because I give the bubble talk, said, well, what if two of us want to have our bubbles overlap? Then I say, then that's consent, and then you can have your bubbles overlap, whether that be a friendship or a conversation or whatever. So I have my bubble. You have yours. Please don't try to take my bubble unless I willingly give it to you. And that includes some friendships and things where, you know, there are a lot of people are codependent and they want you to save them. I can't save you. I'm hardly saving myself. I can help guide you if you would like to hire me or talk to me about leading you to your own healing, but I can't save anyone. All I can do is continue to allow the universe to work through me to share healing with people. And that looks like a lot of different things. It looks like nutrition. It looks like karma. It looks like, you know, a smile, a supportive, you know, wave. I don't know. It looks like a lot of things, and I'm open to all of them flowing through me. And I think we all should be. So, things are coming around. Spring is springing. I feel like all the work I did on my garden is panning out. We'll see what flowers grow. I'm hoping to have a new relationship. I feel like it's coming. And I feel like he did not want to partake in these conversations with these people in my life who were shunning my voice and taking too much of my bubble. He did not want to be a part of that. And so I had to stand up for myself. And I accept that. I accept that it's taken this long for me to have the relationship that I've always wanted, but it's coming. And if you think everything I'm saying is a bunch of garbage, A, I don't know why you're listening. B, I hope you learned something. And C, mark my words, it's coming. And so, but I had to do the work and I am okay with it. And I have people say to me, oh my gosh, and you're single and you're this, oh, it's so sad and boo, boo, boo. And don't you want, no, I don't want, I do want, but I want my lessons. I want to heal. And I have been so content and so happy, even in the storm of my life, of lifetimes over the past year to 2 years that I've been really going through it. I'm happy. I mean, it's growth. You know, and growth is hard. And that little seed has to go from 2 inches under the dirt and it rises up. It feels the sun. It knows the sun is coming. It takes its environment, hunkers down in that soil. It grows a little bit at a time and it blows through that earth and it grows into something beautiful and it fruits and it drops its seeds and it's the cycle of life. And I felt it. I was under that dirt and I'm coming up. And it's going to be good. And I would much rather that. I would much rather go through the winter in a barren garden bed and tend it properly than live amongst a bunch of weeds. So, peace and natural healing. Mm-hmm.